If I were a lawmaker in Britain right now and I looked at the calendar, I'd be seriously nervous. The UK has not come up with a plan for its exit from the European Union, and the deadline is March 29th. Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit proposal was shot down big time by Parliament last week. Lawmakers are due to vote next week on May's Plan B. Luckily, we have our BBC colleague Rob Watson here to help us sort through all this. This is like the worst reality show ever, but you can't change the channel, Rob. What do we know about Theresa May's Plan B?
Right, so unlike some reality shows, politicians don't get to be force-fed hideous things to eat on an island or do other wretched things.
Would you like to see that at this point?
Well, I suspect that an awful lot of British voters would love to see them experience some pain. But anyway, to get on and answer your question, Marco.
The Plan B.
The interesting thing is that Plan B is absolutely indistinguishable from Plan A. I'm not sure if when you were younger, you remember in the newspapers, they used to have those spot the difference. You'd
right.
have two photos.
Yeah.
And there'd be teeny tiny differences. I don't think there are even any of those in this. So
wow.
I think it's fair to say that Theresa May is, I mean, I think her strategy is to basically see the clock run down towards Brexit and hope that despite that rejection of historic proportions last week, eventually MPs, politicians, will be so utterly terrified of Britain leaving the EU without any kind of a deal at all, or for some people just not leaving, that they will eventually get behind it.
And is that what we're going to be seeing on March 29th?
Look, it's the absolute key question. Will the majority of politicians in Theresa May's governing Conservative Party get behind the deal, even though they don't like it at the last minute? I mean, we simply don't know. I mean, it seems to me that that is entirely what Theresa May is banking on. I guess the question is, what happens if they don't?
Well, I understand the whole ordeal has been giving MPs opportunities to propose alternatives to May's Plan B. Are there two or three ideas that seem to be gaining some traction or getting some backing?
So there are two things going on. I guess one is a sort of procedural kind of mechanistic type of thing, and that is a bunch of MPs from across the parties saying, you know what, Britain leaving without a deal is utterly, completely crazy. That would trash the economy. And so they want to get a mechanism in place whereby politicians outside of the government could force the government not to go ahead with a no-deal Brexit. And this is just so weird. Nothing like this has been tried in British politics. So whether it can work, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, constitutional violation, who knows? The other thing that other MPs are doing is saying, okay, so we don't like Theresa May's deal. Let's maybe explore the alternatives. And here, I think, Marco, is one of the things that Theresa May has got going for her. This is going to sound a bit odd, so bear with me a tick.
Okay.
And that is, even though the majority of MPs obviously gave her deal a right thumping, it's not clear that they could agree on anything else. I mean, in many ways, that is the sort of, you know, that's at the bottom of Britain's biggest crisis since the end of the Second World War, that the majority of MPs still can't agree on what to do about the result of the referendum.
I know we've talked about this before, but is another Brexit referendum on the table? I mean, putting the question of whether the UK should exit the EU before the people again, like in 2016.
I mean, I would only say it's more likely than it was a year ago, in the sense that the stalemate among the politicians is so profound. I don't think we're there yet, but could we get closer to that? Possibly.
My BBC colleague Rob Watson speaking with us from London. Thanks as always, Rob.
Thank you, Marco.